Good morning, everyone. This morning is the 19th of August, 2018, Sunday morning. And this morning from the 19th Psalm, to the chief musician, a Psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where voice is not heard. Their line is gone out throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there's nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over us. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Notice that the psalmist, David, starts with creation, doesn't he? He starts with creation. I want to welcome Helen, Joe, and Balu with us so far this morning. Notice that he starts with creation. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. It reminds me of the passage in Romans, the first chapter. We'll just go to that real quickly. But here we have a parallel passage which says the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. What do we find in Romans? He says, in verse 18, let's start with 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. And the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. I don't know if you've ever thought about this or not, but what is sin actually? Sin is worshiping the creature more than the Creator, who's blessed forever. Amen. Notice they start by denying creation. They start by denying the Creator. I want to welcome L. Michael North and Balakarishina Botha and James E. Baylor. It starts by them worshiping creation. We look at Ken Taylor also. Welcome aboard. If we look at Babylon and ancient pagan religions, oftentimes they're worshiping the creature. And they will do child sacrifices. They will create all kind of idols. And they will no longer worship their creator. Now look at what's happening today. The same thing is happening. People are worshiping self. We talk about selfies. You know, I will say this. The creature is full of pride and is interested more in worshiping self than God of heaven, who sits above the firmament, looking down on his creatures. And Isaiah says they're less than grasshoppers in his sight. But yet man wants to put himself up on a pedestal and exalt himself. And it starts with the exaltation of the creature. They call it the me generation, don't they? Welcome aboard, MJ Abalos. But yet, Christ has provided redemption for all of his people. All of his people will come to him. He says, all that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. What love demonstrated by Jesus Christ, who laid himself down, who gave himself for us, for all of his people, that we would be absolutely certain of a home in glory with him. But I want to go back and just read this again in Psalm 19, because it's interesting. It starts with the reality of creation and what creation shows us, and it ends with the reality of redemption. What a beautiful story. Psalm 19 is where I'm reading. If you guys want to, if you have your Bibles, you might want to look there with me real quickly. In Psalm 19, it says, again, this of course is to the chief musician of Psalm of David, the heavens declare the glory of God. Heavens declare the glory of God. Think about it. The heavens declare the glory of God. Have you ever been out in the country? I live out in the country. And on a cold winter's night, you can go out and look up and see the beautiful stars. And they're bright. They seem to be close, don't they? They're declaring the glory of God. The firmament showeth us his handiwork. the firmament. We look up in the clouds, we see the blue sky. And if you ever want to do a story, a study, do a study on the three heavens. Paul said he was caught up into the third heaven, didn't he? Into paradise, okay? And then in verse 2 it says, day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. What's that talking about? Well, during the daytime, we see the sun in all of its glory. You know, the sun rises every morning. The earth doesn't spin through space at 66,000 miles an hour and 1,000 miles at the equator. No, we're not spinning. We're not dizzy. But guess what? The sun is in a circuit. The earth is round, but it's not a globe. It's not a sphere. It is flat, but it is circuit. And it says, day unto day utter speech. What utter speech? The heavens that are declaring the glory of God. What is uttering speech night unto night? What's uttering speech? The heavens, which are declaring the glory of God. The stars, the moon. Okay? There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. In other words, the heavens are not declaring English or Spanish or French. Okay? The heavens are declaring the glory of God, and they don't need language to declare it. Their line has gone out throughout all the earth. All the inhabitants of the earth can see the glory of God at night in the heavens, and the glory of God during the day, and they look up and see the clouds and the sun, which is a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. We're told in another passage that every eye shall see him when he comes back. Every eye shall see him. This is the bridegroom coming out of his chamber, okay? And then he goes into the reality of the spiritual condition of man. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. You know, God is the only one that can reveal his truth to us. And when we find ourselves fleeing to the cross of Christ because of his work in us, his spirit quickening our hearts, then we love his commandments. We love his statutes. And it says, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them is great reward. And it ends with a wonderful, wonderful passage. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Well, I'm thankful that God has revealed himself to us, and not only in his creation, not only in the stars, not only in the sun and the moon, and the firmament, but he also has revealed himself to us in his Son. What a beautiful manifestation. Creation and redemption are intertwined. What a beautiful thought about the bridegroom coming forth out of his chamber. One of these days we're going to see that bridegroom coming again in all of his glory. He came first as a suffering servant, but he's coming back as a victorious, conquering king. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. You know, He has our back. He loves us with an everlasting love. Isn't that a beautiful thing? To think that He, even in our backslidings, even in our flounderings, even in our, how many times have we failed Him? But He's never failed us. He's truthful. He is victorious in the work that He did, shedding His precious blood on the cross. And we can always trust His word. It never fails. And I want to conclude today's devotion. I want to let everyone know that we will be this morning live on Facebook this morning at 10 o'clock with our worship service here at Pineville Fellowship. And so you're welcome to join us for that at 10 o'clock Central Time. I want to read this. It's called Marvelous Grace. It is truly wonderful what the Lord hath done by giving His chosen people His dear Son, the perfect sacrifice to atone for their sins that knew no beginning and never will end. This eternal vital union gives comfort to the soul to know that our destiny our Savior controls. Given to Him before the foundation of the world, this eternal adoption has just begun to unfurl. Lord, let Your marvelous grace speak to my soul when the waves of trouble over me roll. May I always cry out, Abba, Father, to You, knowing that forever I will be with You. Well, I love you all this morning. I want you to know that, each one represented here, and knowing that God is amongst us, and that God is in the heavens, and He hath done whatsoever He pleased, and that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. God bless you all.